www.thebrewingclub.com.
A man on a runway at JFK, a nut on the loose outside of Texas A&M, shoots some innocent people, getting an eviction notice, set him off, and Mitt Romney campaigns while Barack Obama campaigns in the same state as Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, who is now the running mate for Mitt Romney. So you take one side of the country, I'll take the other, and we'll meet in the middle. In the end, though, who does the most damage on November 6th? Polls are out that show from Gallup that Paul Ryan figures somewhere in the 30 percentile, 37% liking the choice of Ryan, which is 10 points below Sarah Palin, pretty much, and Joe Biden. They both got higher marks from Gallup when they were announced as running mates. What does it all mean in the end? All roads lead to November 6th. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey out there in all those nooks and crannies, welcome to the show. If this is the first time you tuned in, remember, you can be a part of it. It's oh so easy. So the question is still over Ryan. Hurts, helps, doesn't matter when it comes to the Republican ticket. I can tell you that the Democrats, for all their guffawing, are worried a bit about Ryan. So squarely, they are focusing more now on Ryan than Romney. As some of you astutely pointed out in a previous show, since we got the first crack of it heading into the week, it has taken the whole tax issue off the table temporarily for Romney, because nobody's talking about, well, how many years and where's all the money and what about Bain and all that stuff has temporarily been put in a cabinet. It will be rolled out with many of the ads that get closer to Election Day. And then you've got two presidential debates. Certainly, some of that is going to come up. Constantly asking about releasing tax returns and all that, blind trusts and where the money is, perhaps, and that kind of stuff. But that's easy enough to flip around, which Ryan showed in an interview he did with Mitt Romney on 60 Minutes that aired naturally on Sunday. Bob Schieffer did the interview, asked about tax returns, how many Ryan would release. And he said 2 years, just like Mitt Romney. And when he's pushed a little bit by Schieffer, he said this country doesn't care about that. They care about jobs. They care about the economy, not tax returns, pretty much. I think there's an easy way to deflect it. So it is about deflection, defense, and offense when it comes to becoming president. Will the same guy be in office, Barack Obama, for another 4 years, or will there be a new face at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? The battle is absolutely in a great way centered around independence. Getting independence to vote is huge because over 50% of Americans call themselves independent. Paul Ryan cleared up a few things pretty early when he was out there speaking. Listen to little snippets of what Ryan had to say.
He is making matters worse, and he is spending our children into a diminished future. Iowans and Wisconsinites, we like to be respectful of one another and peaceful with one another and listen to each other. These ladies must not be from Iowa or Wisconsin.
He said that in response to being heckled in Iowa by a woman and by another man who ultimately were removed. He's used to that. If you've campaigned at all, things like that are very commonplace. But for the most part, the crowds very early on, because this was a first solo day for Ryan, Monday that is, have been pretty big. What does that say? It doesn't match up with the Gallup poll that has him somewhere in the upper 30s as far as people liking the choice of Ryan. As for Mitt Romney, he held a press conference in Florida on Monday, And when he was holding that press conference, some of the details started to float in about the mass shooting in College Park, Texas, very close, of course, right where Texas A&M is. And he said, just like he did after the Colorado movie theater rampage, that new gun laws aren't the answer. In fact, the quote from Romney was, the tragedy raises once again the question of what can be done to help prevent events like this from occurring. I guess I'm not referring to any particular legislation. I'm just saying this is something that needs to make thoughtful consideration, but it shouldn't include gun control measures. Smart, because gun control is not the answer. That's not going to stop a bunch of lunatics from doing things that they're doing. All three unrelated shootings, but three tragedies in a row nonetheless. It's about the people who made these choices and trying to prevent things like this from happening in the future. Although, as that leaves my lips, it is a tall task. How do you see that coming? How do you prevent it? How do you prevent that from happening? Did anybody drop the ball on what happened at College Park? The answer is no. It was a normal day. There was an eviction notice that was being served. The tenant went crazy, and the rest is history. You have three cops in the hospital and another woman in the hospital. You have one cop who is dead. You also have the death of the gunman himself and one other victim. Terrible, terrible thing. It's also terrible when we think how far we have not come since 9/11 when somebody gets on the runway at Kennedy Airport. How does that happen? There is a quadrillion, it seems, dollar intrusion and detection system that had to be installed at New York's Kennedy Airport, and it didn't see a guy who walked onto a runway. He was arrested after he was spotted by an airline employee, no less. He was on a jet ski in Jamaica Bay near the runway, got stranded, climbed onto the tarmac from the water. But the key thing here is the money they spent for this detection system because of how dangerous that would be to come across, and it didn't detect him at all. In fact, there's a name for this high-tech system. It's called Perimeter Intrusion Detection System. And Raytheon put it together. $100 million for this puppy. It did not track, it did not assess, it did not detect. It did nothing for the guy on the jet ski that was stranded. So he got access into secure areas. Luckily, that has not happened with somebody who wants to do harm, because what a layup that would be if they weren't spotted. How the system didn't work or was circumvented, I don't know. I say they asked Raytheon for their money back. Treat it like Best Buy. Hey, Raytheon, this isn't working. This is one of our nation's busiest airports. If this were a real terrorist, boy, we'd be in trouble. Because who knows what could have possibly been put out here or gained access into the airport the reverse way, you dummies. Come out and fix it now. That would be my... Maybe I would clean it up a little bit, but I would say get out of here and fix it now. Hang with us. Much more to come on this edition of America Tonight.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
At the bottom of the hour here on America Tonight, wait till you meet our guest, Richard Lustig. He's got some advice on how to win the lottery. No joke. Yep, Powerball up to $305 million. Have you bought a ticket? There's always lotto fever when the money is high. That is an incredible jackpot. Even if you skimmed all the taxes off at the top, you'd be so wealthy. You know, you think about it, 20 million, 30 million, 50 million, 200 million. It boggles the mind. And what happens to people losing their minds when they win the lottery? Haven't we all heard those stories? Like they buy up every car on the lot, give every single person in their family who they'd never even heard of some money. And before you know it, they've lost houses and relationships and all kinds of stuff. So Richard's waiting in the wings to talk to us on the show. Mitt Romney, Barack Obama are in a tight battle in New Hampshire. They put out a poll that showed, boy, this is neck and neck. What it showed was that after Romney announced Paul Ryan as his running mate, 49% still favored Obama, but 46% favored Romney, so that is tight. It is within the plus or minus 4.2 percentage points of margin of error is what they call it. So this poll is unchanged from July, that they were pretty much neck and neck then. For what it's worth, 7 out of 10 New Hampshire voters have made up their minds on who they will vote for. You know what I would like to know is how many people are out there actually looking up voting records, looking up just tons of information to make their decision if they're somewhere in between. But I don't know that you're in between. I think you're either one way or the other. You either like what's happened in the last 4 years or where we're headed or any of that, or you don't, and you like either or candidate. I think you know. You know which way you're going to vote. So when people say, oh, I'm undecided, I can't make them, I have to weigh this factor and that factor, I don't buy it. I think that people know. I think people know which way they're going to vote. It's not, for the most part, it's not at the very last second. Oh, gee, I had no idea this was going to happen. So the presidential debates will be very large for Romney and Obama. And this year, the people actually hosting the debates, it's interesting, the last debate would be Bob Schieffer. And Bob Schieffer he moderates the last one. The first debate is in Denver on October 3rd. It's going to be moderated by Jim Lehrer from PBS. The second debate will be moderated by Martha Raddatz, who's the senior foreign affairs correspondent of ABC. She spent a lot of time in Iraq. That's going to happen in Danville, Kentucky on October 11th, and it'll have the VPs, Biden and Ryan. The third debate, October 16th, Hofstra University, and this will feature Candy Crowley as the moderator for that one. And I mentioned the final one already, which will be in Boca Raton, and it's going to be Bob Schieffer who does that. Sometimes a lot is made about who is the person who's moderating because of how they can dictate questions and time and whatnot. So that's all laid out now. Where it's going to happen, who's going to moderate it, barring something unforeseen. So how interesting is that, the way they line them up? Definitely no conservatives in that crowd that I can make out. It's maybe one moderate at least, but otherwise it's just all straight down the line, slanted liberal or Democrat or whatever you want to call it. Chick-fil-A, you thought we were done with that controversy. Oh, no, my friends, we are not done with it. Davidson College in North Carolina is banning Chick-fil-A, becoming the first in the nation to do that. Students started to protest. They collected 500 signatures on an online petition for the school to stop serving Chick-fil-A at their events because they were serving a lot of Chick-fil-A. So they won. They said they reached out to the union board president and blah, 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 and had a bunch of conversations so smartly, interestingly enough, after having those conversations, they decided that they don't have a Chick-fil-A on campus because the food was served on campus events occasionally, but now they're saying, no, we're not going to have it. If you want to label us as first or whatever, that's fine, but we're not going to go along with the rest of the crowd. We're not going to have that happen here. Kind of interesting. Davidson College, I wouldn't say of all places because of the religious overtones, but surprising the timing of it, of announcing that. All right, I've been remiss. I've got to throw out these phone lines. If you want to call in and do a little dance and be part of the show, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Mentioned a couple of polls. Ryan, not as high as he would like to be in the Gallup poll. And then the other poll, New Hampshire, in the voting there anyway, showing that the two candidates are neck and neck, and that would be Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. But we haven't seen the last of target marketing and down and dirty. I would be surprised if that's not pretty much most of what the gist of the ads are all the way through the rest of the time. A lot of politicians are still reacting to Ryan, including John Boehner, who said he couldn't be more proud of the Republican ticket. Then there were others like Limbaugh, who said Ryan gives the GOP a true conservative. So now that the gift keeps on giving, conservatives have to go out and vote to raise the roof on the amount of voters to sway the vote if Romney and Ryan are going to win this election. They got to pin their hopes on that kind of stuff. So Romney got some momentum after the choice of Ryan, without a doubt, raising $3.5 million and on the road to a lot more than that. So the push of getting to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will be interesting to watch this play out in the next couple of weeks. Well, really, when everybody gets back, because the chambers are out on break for a total of 5 weeks. So unless somebody's a glutton for punishment and they're hanging around for the most part, you're definitely not getting that. In the Zogby poll, since we're there, Ryan brought a little bit of a bump in some swing states, and certainly with independent voters who don't always agree with everything Ryan says, but like a lot of what Ryan has been saying lately. So the poll shows that the Ryan swing in swing states and independents is so, so big. And Mitt Romney's campaign got a huge bump with the selection of Ryan. It showed up in all the polls. A CNN survey on Thursday, August 9th, had Obama up by 7 points. A Fox poll on August 9th had the president ahead by 9 points. But you throw all these numbers in a cauldron. I've said it already, but the main thing is how many people that are complaining in your world will go out and vote? How many people are not going to stay home this time around, and they're just going to stop making excuses and they're going to go out and they're going to vote? I hope a lot of people in this country drink in the freedom that we have and try to do everything they can to preserve that. One of the pieces of freedom is being able to vote for who you want to vote, for Congress or for president. Winning the lottery on some of your minds, perhaps a few little details that'll help you on your quest here on America Tonight.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Winning the lottery, they talk about it all the time. What would they do if they won the lottery? They quit their job? Would they sail around the world? Would they buy an island? Would they take all their friends away with them? Or would they run away from everybody? Those fantasies are being played out right now. Why? Because there's a very big jackpot at stake. Powerball this week, Wednesday, $305 million. We've had him on before. He's a lot of fun to talk to. Richard Lustig joins us. He's a seven-time lottery grand prize winner and author of Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Hey, Richard, you're like, do people come up to you and kind of rub you like they do the Blarney Stone because they want, let me rub you so I can get some good luck?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And the weirdest, one time I was at the store buying my tickets, and a guy recognized me from TV, and he said, you're the lottery, let me shake your hand just for luck. And I kind of shook his hand, and the son of a gun, he goes over and he buys a lottery, scratch ticket, he wins $100. And it was like, now it's all because he shook my hand. It was like, yeah, right, okay.
Now, we'll tell everyone, I said you won it seven times.
Yeah.
Tell everybody pretty much approximately what you won. How much money?
Well, I'm in the millions. I wish I had kept track from the beginning, Kate, because I would have an exact figure, but I didn't realize I was going down this path when I first started this whole thing. I was just playing like everybody else. But
right.
I was losing like everybody else, too. So I started working on this method. It ended up, it worked out, and I kept improving on it. I started winning. So, I mean, just to give you an example, the last three grand prizes I won, the last one was 98,000 and change, the one before that was 70-something thousand, and the last one was 800, and the one before that was 840,000. I mean, just those three alone are over $1 million.
Yeah, and they were scratch-offs, right? Were they all scratch-offs?
No. Only out of my seven lottery game grand prize wins, only one was a scratch-off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about is the theory the same that you have to buy a bunch of tickets in a row? Is that part of it?
That's the scratch-off part, yes. That's one of the things that I tell people in when I do these interviews. Or like, I go across America, by the way, and I do speaking engagements. People hire me to come and talk, and right. people come out to meet me and hear me talking. And I talk about the scratch tickets, and that's one of the tips that I do tell people. See, people are lazy, okay? And people do the lazy things, and they do the quick and easy ways. And yeah. what they'll do is they walk in, and they'll say to the clerk, let me see here. Let me have a couple of those, and, oh, you have bingo. I love bingo. Let me have a few of those, and, hey, I like the colors in that ticket right there. Let me have a couple of those. And they'll buy a bunch of different tickets from different games, and what happens is they lose most of the time because they're not playing with any kind of thought or method into it, you know? It's just like playing the lottery is just like a job or anything else. If you want to be good at it, you've got to be serious about it, you know?
Right.
So, yes, one of the things that I teach people as far as playing scratch tickets are concerned is you buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game. Don't spread it out over 3 or 4 different games. If you buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game, you're going to almost every time get at least one winning ticket, most of the times 2, and sometimes even 3 or 4 winning tickets in a row in that same game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's great advice. I know, and you have seen it work for other people. I've seen it. When we had you on last time, I told people about it, and we had some people call in and say that they did exactly what you said to do. Now, for the 305 mil, how can people increase their odds of winning that prize?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, we're talking, you know, just 2 days out here. Unfortunately, there's not much anybody can do to better odds from today before Wednesday night, other than buy as many tickets as you can afford. And the key word of that statement is afford. See, people have a tendency also to get what's called lottery fever. When these jackpots get up high, people start to get crazy. They start spending money they shouldn't be spending.
Mm.
Folks, don't spend grocery money. Don't spend rent money. Okay? Don't worry how much money Joe Blow down the street is spending. Don't worry how much money Richard Lustig is spending. Maybe they can afford more than you. One of the most important things I preach all the time is budget, budget, budget. Set a budget for yourself, what you can afford to spend, and stay within your budget. So for people looking for what can I do to give myself a better chance of winning for this Wednesday night's Powerball, the only advice I have for them is buy as many tickets as you can afford. Now, the people who have already bought my book, whether it was a month ago, 6 months ago, or a year ago, or whatever, and have been following my method, are going to have a much better chance at winning Wednesday night than someone just running out and buying a bunch of tickets.
Yeah. I know you don't want to tell us everything about your method, but you've got to give us, you're teasing us. For people who don't have your book, you've got to give us a little bit of the entree. Give us something about what you tell people to increase your odds.
Okay. Well, what I'm about to say always shocks people because they all do it. Again, my mention earlier about people being lazy. Here's what people do when it comes to numbers games like Powerball and stuff. They go to the counter, they hand a clerk a couple of bucks, and they say, hey, give me a couple of tickets for Wednesday night's drawing. That's what's called a quick pick, Kate.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, I'm going to say this twice. Do not play quick picks. Let me repeat that. Do not play quick picks. And I know people listening are saying, oh, what do you mean don't play quick picks? I always play quick picks. Have you won yet? The reason why you don't play quick picks is because that is a computer-generated set of numbers. The computer spits out a set of numbers for you. And every time you buy a quick pick, it spits out a different set of numbers for you.
Sure, sure.
So every time you play, your odds are always at their worst, whatever that game is. For Powerball, the odds of winning Powerball are 1 in 175 million. Do you realize that even if there is a winner, 1 or 2 or 3 winners Wednesday night, think about the millions of losers there's going to be Thursday morning. So don't play quick picks. Of course, between now and Wednesday night, that's about all you can do unless you want to pick some numbers or whatever. But
right.
don't play quick picks on a regular basis because you're always going to have the worst odds. Pick a set of numbers, and it's also about the set, not the individual numbers. Because some people say, oh, well, I play the numbers that come up the most or come up the least. That doesn't mean anything. It's the set of numbers that wins, not the individual numbers. So you pick a set of numbers. You do the research that I teach you how to do in my book.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to do. And you determine if that set of numbers is a good set of numbers. And if it is, now the method, you play the same set of numbers over and over again. And every time you play, your odds get a little bit better. Not much, towards winning.
So if it's if you develop the system, you get your same set of numbers, then Richard, are you just spending a buck, you know, by every single time getting those set of numbers, or now you might try a couple of different numbers?
Well, again, in today's economy, most people are hurting, so they don't have a whole lot of money to spend on things like lottery. But there are people out there that the economy hasn't affected, so they can spend more. So whether your budget is $10 a week or $100 a week or $1,000 a week, it doesn't matter what your budget is. So it doesn't matter how many tickets you buy, okay, as long as you stay within your budget. Now, yes, the guy who can afford to buy $100 of tickets a week is going to have a much better chance of winning than the guy who only can afford to buy $10 a ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And he may have sets of numbers that he plays. Absolutely.
Well, as long as he follows my method and does the research, then yeah, he's going to have a better chance of winning. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How did you develop the method for winning big? Like you said, you wished you knew how much for sure you won because you didn't even keep track in the beginning. Did you just realize, wow, I'm doing this. This is happening, and you just delved further into it?
Yeah, I mean, when my method started working, and I didn't even realize I had a method at that point, I started winning. Not big prizes, but, you know, I was winning $50, $500, $5,000. And I was saying, okay, before this, I was losing almost all the time. At least now I'm winning. So I felt, okay, I'm doing something right here. I didn't even think about the fact that I might be developing a method. I was just trying to win. And then I won my first grand prize. And to be honest with you, Kate, when I won my first grand prize, even then I still didn't think I had a method. I just thought, like everybody else thought, I'm a lucky guy. But it wasn't until my fourth, I won my second, I won my third. It was when I won my fourth grand prize that the bell went off, the light finally went off inside and said, wait a minute here, Richard, you've got something here. You actually have a method. This is working. That's when I realized I knew I had a method. And then when I won the fifth, I started thinking about the book and so forth. It went on from there.
And, you know, as this was happening to you, there's something that you had to do that other lottery winners have had to do. You had to learn how to, and you might have already been good at this, I don't know, Richard. You had to know how to manage the money that you had coming in. This is a huge problem for lottery winners, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Oh. Because, if you think about it, it will make sense. Because here's the thing. These people who win most of the people who win these big grand prizes have never had even close to that kind of money before in their lives. So they have absolutely no idea how to deal with this huge influx of money. So, yeah, they go crazy. And that's why you hear these sad stories of people who won lotteries and a year or two or three later they're bankrupt or whatever. Because they went out and they blew it all. They didn't think about, well, no matter how much money this is, it's not going to last forever. So, you know, I always tell people, if you are fortunate enough to be a big winner, before you do anything, make sure you have a good accountant, a good lawyer, and a good financial advisor, or maybe even all three. And make sure that those, and I didn't say get an accountant, a lawyer, or a financial advisor. I said get a good one, because make sure whoever you do hire has a good reputation, has a good track record, because there's a lot of people out there that don't. And make sure you get some good people to help you to decide what to do with that money. Yes, go out and blow some of it. You got to have fun with it. Go out and buy yourself. I mean, one time I bought myself a Jag. One time I bought myself a Harley. A lot of the times we've gone on cruises and so forth and so on. I bought my teenage son his first car. What is he driving? A Beamer. You have to have fun with it, but you put a bunch of it away. You invest, and of course, with today, the investments aren't looking that good either. But you know, you got to do whatever you can to make sure that you first straighten out your financial affairs before you go crazy with that money. Yeah. Pay off all your bills, put money away for the future, make sure you're secure, and then go out and buy the talking car.
Makes sense. We're out of time. Richard Lustig, pick up his book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Richard, good luck and thanks.
Hey, Kate, it's always a pleasure being on your show. Thanks a lot.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The medley relay tonight and the medal that we got was so special to me. The medley relay is probably my favorite. I absolutely love it. And to be on a team with Dana and Reb and Allison and just going in there and the ready room tonight was so much fun. I mean, not just USA, but all the countries were laughing and smiling and having a great time and just kind of looking around and taking that all in. My coach and my team, for sure. The training that I had this summer, I was definitely a little bit more nervous than I was last summer because we had more time to train before Worlds, and I mean, going straight from trials, it's kind of nerve-wracking because I've never had to do those tapers so close together, but total faith in my coach, and he did an absolutely perfect job.
This is one of our best Olympic teams, and you know, and we've put a medalist up on almost it.
Out here in the field.
Percentages, but it seems like we were up there almost every time, and you know, we heard our national anthem playing once.
I mean, I'm just going out there having fun and do what I do best in racing. 4 years for a long time working for it. So you know what, I put the work in, so I know it's my time and I'm ready.
Why did we ever
in the box. Here comes the cross. Oh, it's in! Alex Morgan has done it! Barely 30 seconds to go! It's 4-3 to the United States! Tears on the face of Abby Wambach! Alex Morgan hadn't scored since the opening match against France, and she just may have put the United States into the gold medal match against Japan on Thursday.
We kind of can't believe it ourselves in certain moments, in those moments when, in retrospect, but, you know, there is no moment of doubt when we're on the field. It's just a knowing, it's a belief, it's something that feels really good because it's confidence, you know, it's what we do, it's what we know we can do.
What an Olympics it was in London. The United States prevailing in the medal category. The women's soccer team. Great to see them go gold, as you heard. That was the tail end there. And so many great stories that were told throughout that two-week period. 104 medals in all. A record amount of golds. 47 gold medals when it was all said and done for the United States, or 46 gold medals, rather, for the United States. Just incredible. 29 silver, 29 bronze. Swimmers won 31 medals in the pool. 31 medals. 200 Americans left England with a medal. 38% of the Americans got a medal for whatever sport that they were in. 38%. I think that's a great percentage. Congratulations to all of the Olympic champions, but especially our American champs. We're so proud of them. And it was fun to watch a lot of those games. It was tough for me because I've said this many times, there was over 5,000 hours of coverage, but the problem was with the time difference and the world that we live in, you knew what the story was. I mean, there was some edge of your seat drama. But if you had anyone tell you anything about the Olympics, you already knew it was going to happen. In fact, one night I was with friends over at their house, and the husband of my friend said, oh, do you want me to tell you what happened, or should I not say anything? It was a track and field night when Usain Bolt was running, and Bolt was just incredible. He ended up with 3 gold medals. Now he has 6 gold medals. You can bet as long as he's healthy in 2016, he'll be in Rio. Some of the American athletes that people grew to love will be there too, but a lot of them will be retiring, like Michael Phelps, after 22 medals, the most decorated Olympian ever, 18 of them gold. So he finished up in a great way. He's done. He's done with the pool. I can't imagine that he would come back. But a lot of eyes were absolutely on London and the Olympics, and for good reason. Boy, it cost England a lot of money. Do you know the price tag ended up being 3 times more than what they originally thought? $14 billion to put on the Olympic Games. Can you imagine how that number is going to continue to climb? And the bar has been set so high. So in Rio, where they're dealing with a lot of slums next to beautiful areas and problems with pickpockets and thieves and all kinds of things, it might be, and they're trying to clean everything up, it might be very, very tough for the Brazilians to pull it off like they did in London. There were people that thought it wasn't going to happen in London, and I think I was concerned with the beginning of the games having problems with security, the private security team, the fact they had empty seats in the beginning. But congratulations to the Brits. They pulled it off. They did a great job with the 2 weeks of Olympics. They're probably going to sleep for a month because some of these people have to be completely exhausted after this Herculean effort. But they did. They did it. They did an incredible job. 80,000 fans at Olympic Stadium for the closing ceremony, and all kinds of music, from the Spice Girls to Monty Python's Eric Idle coming on to the scene, who was singing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, and George Michael, and, you know, you name it, lots of Beatle songs and Beatle influence in there. But $14 billion, so three times the original estimate of what they thought it was going to be, so they didn't have anything that was run-of-the-mill by any stretch of the imagination. The Olympic Committee president was thrilled beyond belief and said that the games themselves and then the ceremonies was just an absolutely glorious time. Glorious, he called it. I don't know if I've ever seen or heard Jacques Rogge use words like that, but it was very well done. So, bravo. The Olympic tradition and all the Olympians, you had 10,800 athletes of the games march in as one at the end, which is different from the beginning. So that means, hey, we competed, but now we've got all this friendship and harmony and all that kind of stuff going on. And the crowd went crazy when they came through, but it was pretty cool. It's worth throwing this in for the Brits. It was a very good game for them, games. They had 65 medals in all, 29 of them gold. And that's the biggest haul that they've had since 1908. So on their soil, but the biggest they've claimed since 1908. I mentioned Usain Bolt, who became an Olympic legend because he repeated as champ in both the 100 meters and the 200 meter sprints. I mentioned Phelps already in the history that he certainly made. I watched this happen. It was pretty cool. The British distance runner, Mo Farah, is so popular there, but he swept the 5,000 and 10,000 meter races. So, you know, everybody was crazy about him in England. And I think the Brits and other people adopted Gabby Douglas, who got a gold in the individual and as a teammate with the other American gymnasts. So there were lots of moments and things that I haven't even mentioned, the dream team part, however many. But the U.S. basketball team had a tough time with Spain, but they pulled it out in the end, so they had gold, too, on the very last day of the Olympics. So the Olympics are over, and now it's on to Rio for the next one in 2016. They better get busy. Oh, it's really tough to put these games on. It's exhausting. Like I said, I guarantee a lot of people in England are sleeping probably for a couple of days.
USA! USA! USA!
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.